Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. A small group of grassroots activists in Midland, Texas has spread hope to homeowners in need, providing critical home repairs free of charge. Since its inspiring start 30 years ago, Rebuilding Together has grown to a nationwide network of 3.4 million volunteers who have delivered services worth $1.3 billion to families, the elderly, veterans, and community centers. This simple act of neighbors helping neighbors inspired others, spread slowly and then across the country, with the help of larger corporate partners, which eventually led to the opening of the Rebuilding Together national headquarters in 1988. Today, Rebuilding Together consists of 200 chapters throughout the United States that have completed work on more than 100,000 homes. U.S. production and permits of new homes surged in September to its fastest pace in more than 4 years, fueling the recent housing sector spark and supporting the wider economic recovery. Newly released government figures reported a 15% gain in the pace of new housing construction and an 11.6% gain in permits issued, the strongest numbers seen in both categories since July of 2008. Builders are responding to the rising demand for new homes as consumers begin to feel more confident about their local markets and put back into motion purchasing plans that were on hold during the recession. Barry Ruttenberg, chairman of the National Association of Home Builders, said in a press release. Today's strong report corresponds with the significant gains we've seen in builder confidence over the past year and confirms our view that a housing recovery is solidly underway in a growing number of markets nationwide, added NAHB Chief Economist David Crow. Cholesterol levels of U.S. adults have dropped by an average of 10 points over the last two decades, according to a new national study into this major risk factor for coronary heart disease. Between 1988 and 2010, average total cholesterol levels decreased from 206 to 196 milligrams per deciliter. Average LDL levels, bad cholesterol, dropped from 129 to 116 over the study period, while HDL, good cholesterol, levels rose from 51 to 53. These favorable trends in cholesterol are likely due in part to people eating less trans fat, making other helpful lifestyle changes, and taking lipid-lowering medications, the researchers wrote in the study, published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And our top story for today, Malala Yousafzai, the teenage education rights campaigner who was shot in the head by the Taliban in Pakistan, has been able to stand for the first time since the attack and is communicating by writing, a British hospital official said Friday. Malala, 14 years old, was flown to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, England, this week to receive treatment after the Taliban leaders targeted her for assassination because of her campaign in support of girls' education in the Swat Valley, where the Taliban has at times banned girls from attending school. She continued to show signs of improvement since waking from a long anesthesia, but far from quashing Malala's cause, the attack has sparked huge rallies across Pakistan and the rest of the world on her behalf. David Rosser, medical director at Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, says, "It would be over-optimistic to say that there are not going to be further problems, but it is possible she'll make a full recovery." That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.